This is the Avyakt Moli of 9th of March 2025, the original date 20th of March 2004. Especially celebrate this year as the year for being liberated in life. Have unity and with concentration reveal the Father. Today, the ocean of love is seeing all the loving children everywhere. The Father has imperishable love in his heart for you children, and you children too have imperishable love in your hearts for the Father, the Comforter of hearts. Only the Father and the Brahmin children know of God's love and the love in the heart. Only you Brahmin souls are worthy of God's love. Devotee souls are thirsty for God's love. They are calling out, whereas you fortunate Brahmin souls are worthy of the attainment of that love. Bhaktada knows why you children have special love. It is because it is only at this time that you attain all the treasures from the Master of all treasures. These treasures do not last for just this one birth of the present time, but these imperishable treasures remain with you for many births. All of you Brahmin souls will not go back empty-handed like the souls of the world do. You will take all your treasures with you. You do have the intoxication of the attainment of these imperishable treasures, do you not? So, all of you children have accumulated these imperishable treasures, have you not? Do you constantly have the intoxication and happiness of having accumulated them? Is the sparkle of having accumulated these treasures visible on each one's face? You know which treasures you have attained from the Father, do you not? Do you ever check your account of accumulation? The Father gives all of you children each of the treasures endlessly. It isn't that he gives a little to some and more to others. Every child is a master of these infinite, constant, and imperishable treasures. To become a child means to be a master of the treasures. Let these emerge and see how many treasures Bhaktada has given you. The first treasure of all is that of the wealth of this knowledge. So have all of you received the wealth of knowledge? Or are you still going to receive it? Have you also accumulated it? Or have you only accumulated a little and the rest has been used up? To have the wealth of knowledge means to act as a sensible and trikaldashi soul. It means to be knowledgeful, to have full knowledge, to understand this knowledge of the three aspects of time, and to use the wealth of this knowledge for your task. By using the wealth of knowledge in every task in your practical lives, you achieve success by using it in the right way, so that you become free from your many bondages and also attain liberation in life. Do you experience this? It isn't that you will only receive liberation in life in the golden age, because even now, in this life of the confluence age, you receive liberation from your many limited bondages. Your lives become free from bondage. You do know how many bondages you have become free from, do you not? You have become free from so many different forms of distress. Hi, worries. Hi, has now finished for all time. And instead you sing songs of wah, wah. If there is a trace of hi, it may not be in words, but still in your thoughts or dreams. If it enters your mind, then you are not liberated in life. Is it wah, wah, wah? Mothers, you do not cry out in distress, do you? You don't, do you? Do you sometimes do this? Do you Pandavas do this? You may not do it in your words, but if there is the slightest trace of hi, in your mind, in any situation, then you cannot fly. Hi, form of distress, means bondage, and fly means the flying stage. That is, it means to be liberated in life and free from bondage. So, check this. Because until you Brahmin souls are yourselves free from bondage, whilst there are any golden or diamond royal chains still tied on you, the gate to liberation for all souls cannot be opened. When you become free from bondage, the gate to liberation will open for all souls. So you have the responsibility of opening this gate and of freeing all souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. Check to what extent you have fulfilled your responsibility. All of you have taken the contract of carrying out the task of world transformation with Bapdada. You are the contractors. You are responsible for it. If the Father wants, he can do everything. But the Father loves you, children. He doesn't want to do it by himself alone. As soon as he incarnated, he also incarnated all of you children. You celebrated Shivratri, did you not? Whose Shivratri did you celebrate? That of Bapdada alone? You also celebrated the Shivratri of all of you too, did you not? You are the Father's companions from the beginning to the end. Do you have the intoxication of being the companions from the beginning to the end? You are God's companions. So now, in playing his part at the end of this year's season, this is what Bapdada now wants from all of you children. Should Baba tell you what he wants? You will have to do it. You won't just have to listen. You will also definitely have to do it. Is that okay, teachers? Teachers, raise your hand. The teachers are waving their fans. You are feeling hot. Acha, will all of you teachers do this and also inspire others to do it? Will you inspire others? Will you do it? Good. You are feeling the breeze from the fans and also waving your hands. This scene is very good. Very good. So, in the closing ceremony of this season, Bapdada wants to create a new type of Deepmala, Rosary of Lights. Do you understand? Baba wants to celebrate with a new type of Deepmala. So, are all of you ready to celebrate this Deepmala? Those who are ready, raise your hands. Do not just say yes for the sake of it. Do not raise your hands just to please Bapdada, but do it from your hearts. Acha. Bapdada wants to see the ignited lamps who will fulfill his hopes. Bapdada wants to celebrate the Deepmala of the lamps of Bapdada's hopes. Do you understand which Deepawali? Is this clear? So, who are the lamps of Bapdada's hopes? This year's season has now ended. Baba had told you, and all of you also had that thought. Do you remember? Some of you have fulfilled that thought, just to the level of thoughts. Some of you have only half fulfilled that thought, and some are still thinking about it, and their thought is just to the level of their thinking. What was that thought? It is not anything new. It is something old. To bring about transformation in everyone through self-transformation. Put aside the world for now, because Bapdada now wants to see transformation in the Brahmin family through self-transformation. This is what Bapdada wants to see. Baba doesn't want to hear any more, if this happens, then this will happen. If this one changes, then I will change. If this one does this, then I too will do it. In this, Father Brahma is especially telling every child, become, hey Arjuna, like me. In this, let it be I first, not you first. Let it be I first. This I is a benevolent I, but that limited I is one that will make you fall. There is a saying, the one who takes the initiative is Arjuna. And Arjuna means to be number one, not number wise, but number one. So do you want to become number two or number one? Bapdada has seen something amusing in many tasks. Baba will tell you something that happens in the family, because it is the family that is sitting here. When there is a certain type of task, Bapdada receives news. There are some tasks and programs that are especially for special souls. So the thought reaches Bapdada and the daddies, because the daddies are instruments in the corporeal form. Your thoughts reach Bapdada. What thoughts reach Bapdada? My name should also be included in this. Am I any less? Why is my name not mentioned? So the father asks, why is your name not mentioned in Hey Arjuna? It should be in that, should it not? Or should it not be included? Should it be included? Those sitting in the front, the Maharatis are sitting in the front. Should it be in that? Should it be? Father Brahma demonstrated this practically. He never looked at anyone as to whether he was doing something or not. No, I first. You also were told earlier that there are many types of the royal form of I. All of those types of I finish with this I. So Bhaktada's hopes for the completion of this season are that every child who calls himself or herself a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, all who know themselves and accept themselves as BKs, let all you Brahmin souls become free from any limited bondages that you have, even just in the form of thoughts. Become free from bondage and liberated in life, like Father Brahma. Become liberated in Brahmin life, not in ordinary life. Celebrate this year especially as your elevated Brahmin life of liberation. Others cannot know the extent to which each of you Brahmin souls knows your own subtle bondages. Bhaktada knows because Bhaktada has a TV of the mind, not a TV of the body, but a TV of the mind. So in the next season, and there will be a season, will there not? Or should we put an end to it? Should there be leave for 1 year? Should we take a break for a year? Pandavas, should we give it a break for a year? Dadiji was saying that there should be 15 days leave in 1 month. Acha, very good. Is everyone saying this? Those who don't want there to be leave, raise your hands. Those sitting in the gallery are not waving their hands. Acha. The whole gathering waves their hands. Very good. The father always says, Haji, Haji, to the children. That is fine. Now, when will you children say Haji to the father? You made the father say Haji, did you not? The father says, the father is also making a condition. Will you agree to this? All of you should at least say Haji. Sure? You won't make any excuses, will you? Now take a picture of everyone's face on the TV. It is good. The father is pleased that all of you children are those who say Haji, Haji. Bhaktada wants no one to make any excuse such as it is because of this or because of that, and this is why there is this bondage. Do not become a problem, but become an embodiment of solutions. You also have to make your companions this, because you are seeing the condition of the times. Sounds of corruption are increasing so much. Corruption and assaults are going into the extreme. So the flag of greatness, becoming elevated, should first be hoisted in the mind of every Brahmin soul. Only then will it be hoisted in the world. You have celebrated so many Shivratris. At every Shivratri, you have the thought that you will hoist the Father's flag in the world. Before hoisting this flag of revelation in the world, in your mind, each one of you Brahmins will have to hoist the Father's flag over your heart throne. In order to hoist this flag, you simply have to use two words in every action, in your actions. Not in your thoughts, not in your head, but in your heart, actions, relationships and connections. They are not difficult words, they are common words. Those words are 1. To have unity in all relationships, connections, and also amongst yourselves. Even though there are many sanskars, let there be unity in that diversity. 2. Whatever elevated thoughts you have, Bhaktada likes it very much when you have such thoughts. And on seeing and hearing those thoughts, Bhaktada is very pleased. Wah, wah, children, wah. Wah, elevated thoughts, wah. But, there is a but. There shouldn't be a but there is. The majority of you, that is, about 90% of you children, have very good thoughts. Bhaktada also thinks that today this child's thoughts are very good and that there will be progress, but they are reduced by 50% when it comes to words and reduced by 75% when they are put into practice. They become mixed. What is the reason for this? There isn't concentration and determination in your thoughts. When there is concentration in your thoughts, that concentration is your means of success. Determination is your means of success. There is a difference in those. What is the reason? Bhaktada only sees one thing in the result. You look at others a lot. All of you show this. When you point a finger at someone, 3 fingers are pointing back towards yourself. So you don't see the 3 fingers, but you do see the 1 a lot. Therefore, there has to be determination and concentration. There is fluctuation in the unity. If this one does it, then I will do it. Those who take the initiative become Arjuna. You become the second number in this. Otherwise, change your slogan. Instead of world transformation through self-transformation, let it be self-transformation through world transformation. Self-transformation through the transformation of others. So, should we change the slogan? Should we change it? Should we not change it? Bhaktada is also making a condition. Do you agree to this? Should Baba tell you this? Bhaktada will look at the result in 6 months and then come. Otherwise he will not come. When the father has said Haji, children too should say Haji. No matter what happens, Bhaktada says, for self-transformation, you have to die to the consciousness of any limited I. Die to the consciousness of I, not die physically. You don't have to die physically, but die to the consciousness of I. I am right. I am this. Am I any less? I am everything. Die to any consciousness of I. You will have to die too. So this death is a very sweet death. This is not dying, but it is living with the fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. Do you agree? Teachers, do you agree? Double foreigners, do you agree? Double foreigners have the courage to fulfill whatever thoughts they have. This is their speciality. The people of Bharat have triple courage. Double foreigners have double courage, and they have triple courage. So this is what Bhaktada wants to see. Do you understand? This is the lamp of Bhaktada's elevated hopes that Bhaktada wants to see ignited in each child. So, this year, celebrate this Diwali, even if you celebrate it after 6 months. When Bhaktada has seen the celebration of Diwali, he will then give his own program. You have to do it. If you don't do it, will those who come after you do it? The rosary is yours, is it not? Only you older ones are to come in the rosary of 16,108. The new ones will come later. Yes, there will be some who have come last and will go fast. There will be some examples who have come last and will go first, but there will be few of those. Otherwise, there are just all of you. You have become these every cycle, and you will become these again. It doesn't matter whether you are sitting abroad or in this land. Those whose intellects have firm faith over a long period of time have all rights anyway. Bhaktada has love for you, and so those who have been here for a long time, those who are good effort makers, not full effort makers, but good effort makers, Bhaktada will not leave them behind. He will take them back with him. So have this firm faith. We were, we are, and we will remain together with you. Is this firm? Sure? Simply bring out the feelings of being one who has pure and positive thoughts for others, one who has pure thoughts for your original self, one who has pure feelings, feelings of transformation, feelings of giving cooperation, and feelings of mercy. At present, you keep them merged. Now, let these feelings emerge. Do not give many corrections, but forgive them. Each one is cleverer than the next in giving corrections, but you must give corrections with forgiveness. You can give teachings and corrections while reading the Murli, giving courses, holding programs, but when it comes to interacting in your work, then you have to give teachings with forgiveness. Do not just give corrections. Give corrections whilst being merciful. Your mercy will then work in such a way that the weaknesses of others will be forgiven. Do you understand? Now, are you able to become a master of your mind in a second and stabilize it for as long as you want? Are you able to do this? Are you able to do this? So now perform this spiritual exercise. Let there be total concentration of the mind. Let there not be any upheaval, even in your thoughts. Unshakable. Acha. To all those everywhere who are the masters of the imperishable, constant treasures, to the elevated souls who remain stable in the stage of being free from bondage and liberated in this confluence-aged life, to those who fulfill Bhaktada's hope, to the Master Almighty Authority Souls, who are constantly full of the powers of unity and concentration, Bhaktada's love, remembrance, and namaste. To all the children in all four corners who are sitting far away and who have sent love and remembrance and letters, Bhaktada is also giving them lots of love and remembrance from the heart. As well as this, many children have sent very good letters about their refreshment in Madhavan. So special love, remembrance, and namaste to those children too. Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker who does not think about the past, but puts a full stop to it. Put a full stop to whatever has happened until now. Not to think about the past is to make intense effort. If anyone thinks about the past, his time, energy, and thoughts are all wasted. This time is not to be wasted, because if even 2 moments of the confluence age, that is, if even 2 seconds of the confluence age are wasted, you have then wasted many years. So, know the importance of this time and put a full stop to the past. To put a full stop means to become full of all treasures. Slogan. When every thought is elevated, there will then be benefit for yourself and for the world. Avyakt signal. Adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Speak about any aspect of knowledge with authority, as well as with truth and manners, not with hesitation. In order to bring about revelation, first of all, reveal yourself. Be fearless. Let there be fewer words in your lectures, but let them be so powerful and filled with the Father's introduction and his love that the magnet of love pulls souls to God. Om Shanti.